is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin has been permanently dismissed, as we hear from CBS's Elise Preston in Santa Fe.
The sanction of dismissal is warranted in this case.
Alec Baldwin, visibly emotional in court, breaking down, hugging his attorneys and family. This all came after the judge dismissed the jury on day three of testimony. Instead, she heard from attorneys after Baldwin's defense claimed prosecutors buried evidence possibly tied to the case. New witnesses were brought in for this hearing. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer then put on latex gloves to examine live rounds and that the defense believes was intentionally left out of the investigation.
Baldwin did not comment publicly. Hoping to tamp down calls to abandon his reelection campaign, President Biden rallied the crowd in Detroit Friday evening.
A lot of speculation lately. What's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? Here's my answer. I am running and we're going to win.
In California, the lake fire has been burning for a week around Santa Barbara, scorching 37,000 acres by Friday. KEYT's Dave Alley spoke with National Weather Service incident meteorologist Ryan Walburn about a possible new threat.
Hot temperatures remain in the forecast, and now at the same time comes a possible new and unusual weather hazard.
We're starting to get concerned about is potential for lightning moving in as early as Friday night into early Saturday morning, mainly across like interior Santa Barbara County.
Which may result in new fires igniting.
Not necessarily for the lake fire itself, but all across the county. So we are concerned about new starts and any gusty outflow winds that could blow over the lake fire.
Which firefighters may battle for quite some time.
Nearly a million homes and businesses are still without power in southeast Texas a week after Hurricane Beryl. With sweltering heat smothering the area, the federal government has declared a state of emergency.
This is the currency of recovery in Houston. Food, ice, and water. Desperation in the nation's fourth largest city. Demonstrated by a wait of up to 3 hours for essentials.
With hundreds of thousands still out of power, this is an example of what's happening all over Houston. Neighbor helping neighbor. In a time of critical need.
I know people are frustrated. They're tired of kind of going through this.
The giveaway at Houston Astros Minute Maid Park and others across the city come as CenterPoint Energy faces outrage and calls for accountability from residents and elected officials who say its response has been inadequate.
CBS's Janet Shamlian reporting from Houston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Inflation is easing, but CBS's Jim Krasula reports not everybody is feeling the effect just yet.
Washington says prices of many things are coming down. Don't tell that to these people.
Everything is so much higher than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I'm making more money now, but I'm more broke now.
Eggs, milk, bread, everything's really high, so that is a big ticket issue.
Consumer prices are up more than 3% from a year ago.
I just noticed the increase in price on everything.
Consumer prices will be on the minds of many Americans when they vote in November. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, currently in jail on contempt of Congress charges, is expected to speak at next week's Republican National Convention. Navarro will be released Wednesday from a prison in Miami, giving him just enough time to get to Milwaukee before the convention wraps up Thursday. He was found guilty of contempt of Congress charges. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows mid-60s. Staying warm, a little muggy. Mostly sunny and warm for tomorrow, high temps into the low 80s. Then some showers and storms possible Saturday night into Sunday. A few of those storms could be strong. Humid, high 90. Currently, it's 66.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye. brought me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Could never doubt you, or ever put you up tight.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over. And go out, just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind. We'll be right back.
woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
You to know I believe in your song.
believe. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shopping down.
that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
Ocean.